Welcome back to Keeping Up with Kay. I'm your host, Kaylin, and today we will be tackling the country that is America. Is America headed in the right direction? Is our president leading the country in the right direction? Are crime rates going up? These questions and many more will be answered on this episode of Keeping Up with Kay. Over the years, we've had many different presidents run for office and lead our country. Many have led America in a positive direction, but also some not so much. Our 44th president, Barack Obama, served two terms from 2009 to 2017. He was re-elected for a second term because of the good work he did for the country. President Obama brought stability to the already shattered economy that was ruined before he came into office. He aided in cultural changes and cultural acceptance. As well as aiding in cultural changes, President Obama ended war with Iraq and Afghanistan by pulling the U.S. out of combat. He provided the Affordable Care Act, which provided Americans with secure health insurance that was available at an affordable cost. President Obama ensured stability to the country and ensured all of his people's safety within his actions. On November 8, 2016, Donald Trump was elected president. As a man with a business background and rich lifestyle, many thought that he was unqualified for the role of president, but his voting numbers exemplified a different public opinion. Trump has made some positive decisions for the United States, such as crackdown on illegal immigration and signed bills that have prevented government shutdowns. With Trump in office, stock markets have skyrocketed to hitting record highs in America. Although he has had some positive impacts, the bad have outweighed the good. President Donald Trump has not been upholding Obama's Affordable Health Care Act. Therefore, there has been a lack of government-aided health care. Donald Trump also has taken his words to the social media site Twitter, where he is engaged in social media banter. Many of his past tweets have words of racism, discrimination, hateful remarks, as well as highly offensive shots at women. Along with his Twitter banter, Trump has been aiding terrorists. He is not directly aiding terrorists, but he is giving Miranda rights to captured ones instead of typical interrogation. He is also making an agreement for a ceasefire area to be placed in Russia, which will be a safe haven for Al-Qaeda, an Islamic terrorist group. His actions have not benefited America, rather bring the country down and put all of its inhabitants in danger. Now we will hear from Mr. Simmering of Linthicum, Maryland, who is a Trump supporter, and on his views of Donald Trump's work in America. Hi, Mr. Simmering. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
That's great. I would like to ask you a few questions on your opinions of our President Donald Trump. The first is, what do you think about Trump's actions in regards to the country?
Well, I would say, in my opinion, I think he's doing a fantastic job. He's accomplished more in his first year than any president that I could say that I've seen in my lifetime. He's handled issues that our previous president could not take care of in two terms, those issues being tax reform, trying to get his hands on immigration, trying to protect our borders. So, you know, illegal aliens that aren't supposed to be here, you know, can't come into our country and commit crimes against, you know, legal tax-paying citizens of the United States. I think he's done a great job with making, you know, headroads with North Korea. North Korea is probably one of the most dangerous regimes in the world, and nobody's been able to control them or get them to do anything that they've wanted, except for Trump, and he has got them denuclearizing their country, which stabilizes that region of the world, which just makes everybody safer.
Awesome. Thank you. And as well as, do you think based on your opinions of our president, America's headed in the right direction?
Oh, absolutely. I think that for way too long, the United States has been, you know, a global power and, you know, the leaders of the free world. But in that time frame, we've been taken advantage of for far too long. Our trades, you know, trade laws are completely one-sided in the favor of other countries, and Trump is, you know, put tariffs and, you know, other taxes on export goods and things coming into the country that, you know, we're just trying to even up, you know, the trade wars. We've allowed, you know, too many countries over the years to get rich off of, you know, the backs of all of us. And he's bringing jobs back to the country. He's got plenty of corporations. I mean, you know, the list is probably longer than the time you have to give this little interview to go over of all the companies that have, you know, come back to the United States to, you know, bring jobs and work back here. So his America First philosophy, I think, is what it should have always been. It should never be anything other than that. I don't live in any of these other countries, so quite frankly, I believe they can live and govern themselves the way they want to. And I think we should always have an America First agenda when it comes to what happens inside of our country.
Awesome. Thank you for that very well-educated answer. Thank you for agreeing to speak with me today and give your input on your views of our president and the fate of this country.
You're welcome.
Next up, we will be speaking with our non-Trump supporter, Ms. Sennett of Kingsville, Maryland. Hi, Ms. Sennett. How are you doing today?
I'm well, and you?
I'm great. Thank you. So I would like to ask you a few questions on your opinions of our President Donald Trump. The first is, What do you think about Trump's actions in regards to the country?
Well, I feel like President Trump's decisions are damaging and have long-term consequences for the country. I think he has very short-sighted views, makes rash decisions, and this is mostly done for his personal political gain. I can give you some examples. The first would be his tax plan. It may have short-term benefits, but the plan has a $1.5 trillion price tag, and I feel like future generations are going to have to deal with the cost of this for a long time. Also, his America First concept. I believe that has very negative consequences as well. American interests have never been more isolated from our allies in the West. I feel like he panders more to our enemies like North Korea and Russia while alienating us from our Western allies. He's reducing the U.S.'s role and influence in the world, and I feel that opens the door for China to play a bigger role politically and economically. I think the trade war that he started will have long-term economic consequences for goods and agriculture in our country. I do not understand why he started a trade war with two of our friends, Canada and Mexico. I think his environmental decisions are the most damaging. He's rolled back a lot of Obama-era environmental protections, and I believe this is in the interest of big oil and coal, and will not only have long-term negative consequences for the environment, but I think that it will take America out of being the global leader on clean energy, and I think this will have an effect on our economic future.
Yeah, for sure.
So I see it as multifaceted things that he's doing that are very damaging to our country.
Yes. Thank you for answering that. The
sure.
Next question kind of rolls into a little bit of what you said, but do you think, based on your opinions of our president, America's headed in the right direction?
I definitely don't think we're heading in the right direction. I think he set America in a backwards motion, almost a free fall, especially when it comes to foreign policy, the environment, and culturally, for American culture. He attacks the press. He attacks the justice system. He behaves like an autocrat by denying the legitimacy of any institution that challenges him, which is very dangerous because our country is set up to challenge our leaders. And when he challenges the legitimacy of our justice system, I think that's really dangerous. He attacks the legitimacy of the EPA. He appointed an anti-environment politician to lead the EPA. He's pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord, opening up public lands and protected lands to drilling and rolling back countless environmental protections. I think he's put America in, I would call it an about face as leaders in climate policy. And something that's very concerning for me, for our younger generation, is our cultural shift is in a backwards motion as well. His divisive rhetoric, I think he's a bully. His culture of lying, is not what our country needs to move forward. We need a person who can be a unifier, one who can find common ground, build on our common goals and interests. And I think, unfortunately, Mr. Trump disregards this concept that America is stronger when we stand together. And I'm hoping that younger generations like yours can reverse some of the damage that he has done. So we're counting on you.
Awesome. So thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Sure.
It was great input, and yes, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Kaylin.
We, the people of America. This famous line makes up the first sentence of the preamble. This sentence not only blatantly says that we are the people of America, but it has a deeper meaning, saying that the people are America. Without people, the country is just another area of land with no matter or reason to it. Politics are one of the many things that the people of America participate in. Voter turnout numbers have risen since 2012, which is positive, but the number of non-Hispanic Black voters have decreased since 2008, which goes to show our nation is one that is divided by race, age, and ethnicity. A big issue in our nation is crime. Mass shootings have greatly increased in numbers since the 2000s, and city crimes have had an increase, but overall, as a nation, crime rates have decreased. Social media has taken a hit to America over the past few years. What this means is that many people are going online to interact with each other rather than face-to-face interaction. 79% of internet users use Facebook, and 60% of adults are using Instagram. The typical internet user has an average of 7 social media accounts. Social media and internet usage has become common among Americans and has turned a joint nation into one divided by screens. So I ask again, is America headed in the right direction? Based on these circumstances, I think that it is not, and it is up to our generation to fix the numbers displayed on the screens by many in America. I'm Kaylin, and this was another episode of Keeping Up with Kay. I hope you enjoyed, and check out my other podcasts.